Investors look askance at other regional banks that share some traits with the one that collapsed this weekend. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. An index that tracks stocks in regional mid-sized banks fell 5.5% yesterday. Investors targeted many, but three in particular, PacWest, Western Alliance, and Metropolitan Bank, with their stocks yesterday falling 28%, 15%, and 20% respectively. Marketplace's Nova Safo explains why.
In announcing the purchase of First Republic Bank after regulators seized it over the weekend, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon declared this part of the crisis is over. But investors are not ready to ease their concerns over the effects higher interest rates may be having on regional banks' balance sheets. All three mid-sized lenders under scrutiny now, PacWest, Western Alliance, and Metropolitan Bank, have reported results for the first quarter of the year, and all three reported outflows of deposits. Western Alliance and PacWest are down about $6 billion each. The much smaller Metropolitan Bank reported outflows of about $150 million. The problem is that regional banks may be stuck with lots of low-interest bonds. With depositors pulling large sums, these banks might have to sell at a loss to pay out withdrawals. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
If I'm not being too forward, may I see the palm of your hand? Interesting. I see a quarter-point increase in interest rates in your future, and this is likely to happen shortly after 2 p.m. Eastern today. This would be the 10th increase as the Fed tries to cool the economy as a way to tamp down inflation. We'll also be listening to see if the Fed chair says anything about the second biggest bank failure in history when First Republic collapsed over the weekend and giant J.P. Morgan Chase picked up most of it. Marketplace's Justin Ho has been looking into how the banking industry is likely to change going forward.
For one, experts told me more regulation is probably coming, at least when it comes to mid-sized banks, like the ones that failed. But one fear is that the industry will become more consolidated. This has been happening in the banking industry throughout the last few decades. But if more banks fail, bigger banks could gobble them up and get even more concentration. If bigger banks keep getting bigger, one side effect could be that newer businesses might have a harder time getting loans. That's because national banks tend to favor established businesses, where it's easier and quicker to figure out whether they're creditworthy. Another side effect is that banks could close branches. Over the last 10 years, merger-related branch closures have had an outsized impact on lower-income and rural communities. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
If the Fed does hike again today, it would put their key short-term rate at a 16-year high. The benchmark 10-year interest rate this morning is down at 3.41%. Hollywood writers hit the picket lines yesterday. The previous contract has now expired, and the union, the Writers Guild of America, has been negotiating with TV and film producers. Pay is the big thing. The wider entertainment industry ecosystem will feel this. For instance, Greater Atlanta is the center for filming. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that.
This time of year is usually one of the busiest for companies that serve film and TV productions, like Atlanta Craft Services in Georgia. Founder Zach Abrams says his business, providing food on set, has figured out how to handle the annual onslaught.
We've built a pretty solid network of people that we can call on. If we do have like multiple productions, sometimes we end up having to turn business down.
Not this year. Abrams says most productions book 3 to 4 months ahead, but in the lead up to the writer's strike,
we've not had a whole lot of interest or inquiries in the services that we provide, I would say, really for the past few months.
Reality shows have been helping. Lego Masters wrapped a week and a half ago in the Atlanta area. And in Marietta, Georgia, Parks, Recreation, and Facilities Director Rich Buss says he's getting some calls about commercials, too.
I mean, there's a lot of good benefit to local folks in town who rent out parking lots for base camps and do things like that.
But an industry that brought $4.4 billion to the state of Georgia last year has been fairly quiet. Local merchants aren't getting the influx of customers that spend money in Marietta when production is happening. Buss says the city usually issues around 50 production permits each fiscal year. With just 2 months left,
I think we're at about 31 right now, so we're a little behind pace.
The last writer's strike 15 years ago lasted 100 days. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The advances we're seeing in artificial intelligence already have some investors moving away from companies seen as facing stiff new competition from these software robots. Stocks in several big education companies dropped sharply yesterday. California-based Chegg, which does many things, including online study guides, saw its stock price cut in half yesterday. This after the CEO said that ChatGPT will hurt Chegg's growth. Vishal Gupta, the professor at the University of Southern California's Marshall School of Business, took the long view in a conversation with our editorial partners at the BBC. He said new forms of artificial intelligence can do pieces of what educators do, but not everything. Still, the nature of education, he thinks, will change.
The reality is that at present, AI is pretty good at taking over low-level cognitive tasks, but somehow is yet to be able to really definitively take over high-level cognitive tasks. So what this really means is that you're not going to see sort of jobs disappear, but rather you might see jobs change in shape and shift tasks more towards having human doing high stakes, high level cognitive tasks and offloading grunt work onto the AI tool.
Chegg stock is rebounding some today, back up 5% in pre-market trading now. The big UK-based education company Pearson saw its stock fall 15% yesterday. But it's up this morning in London, erasing about half of yesterday's loss. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.